GBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The latest shipment of U.S. military aid to Ukraine, to be announced later today, will include anti-personnel landmines, according to Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
Our focus is to help them, is to meet their needs. And they've asked for these, and so I think it's a good idea to provide them.
The U.S. Embassy in Kyiv is closed because of fears of a Russian strike on the capital of Ukraine. That's after Ukraine launched U.S.-made missiles into Russia. President-elect Trump says he's not reconsidering his pick of Matt Gaetz as attorney general. Today, the House Ethics Committee could decide whether to release its report into allegations of sexual misconduct against Gaetz. He's denied wrongdoing. Trump selected Wall Street executive Howard Lutnick as commerce secretary and former pro wrestling executive Linda McMahon as education secretary. Shares at Target down sharply after the retailer reported lower than expected third quarter earnings. This is ABC News. Two explosions tearing apart homes in two different states. In Michigan, at a condo complex outside Detroit, was rocked by an explosion that officials say may have been connected to a gas leak. Two people were critically hurt. In southeast of Cincinnati, a home in Bethel, Ohio, suddenly exploded.
Two people inside the home killed. Panicked neighbors describing the chaos.
I heard a loud bang or boom. It was something that I had never heard before.
Fell out of bed, come outside, seen a gentleman running that was currently working inside the residence. It's shocking. His hair was still on fire when he was out.
Neighbors say that burn victim was a technician working on the furnace inside that home.
It's ABC's Lionel Moyes, and the FDA is warning about some potentially dirty toothpaste. It says some products from Toms of Maine were made with water contaminated by bacteria. The company says it's working with federal officials. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Murphy named Manager of the Year. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers' Pat Murphy named National League Manager of the Year. The 65-year-old guided the Brewers to winning their division in his first season, despite numerous injuries to starters. Although the crew has been led by skippers like George Bamberger, Harvey Keene, and Craig Counsell, Pat Murphy is the first Brewer ever to win the Manager of the Year award. NBA, the Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tonight at Fiserv Forum. The Bulls are 6-9. The Bucks are 5-9. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers head to Lincoln, Nebraska to face the Cornhuskers Saturday at 2:30. Badgers quarterback Braden Locke asked if offensive coordinator Phil Longo should have been fired.
That's tough to comment on. I think decisions like these are very hard on people's families. They're very hard on the staff and the players. And so, it's just one of those things that kind of have to handle it and be able to get yourself together and play your best ball on Saturday.
That's Badgers quarterback Braden Locke with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Have you ever been in a relationship that's been so bad it's made you want to jump to your death? If so, you have something in common with Cher. The iconic performer and former wife of Sonny Bono says that she was so miserable and lonely in her loveless marriage, she considered jumping off a Vegas hotel balcony multiple times. Let me rephrase. on multiple occasions. That's the kind of thing that would be tough to do more than once. The singer says instead of taking her own life, she ultimately decided to leave her marriage. Much better option, Cher. Speaking of falling, comedian and former Tonight Show host Jay Leno says he fell 60 feet down a rocky hill outside Pittsburgh before one of his shows. According to E! News, Leno suffered bruises on his face, a swollen eye, and a broken wrist. What does a 74-year-old man do after such an accident? Check himself out in a restaurant bathroom and then make his live performance on time. Now that's a pro. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, P. Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers this morning and again later this afternoon. Our high today, 44, with wind out of the west at 10 to 20. Tonight, some scattered light rain and snow showers. Our low down to 33. Tomorrow, cloudy, windy with rain and a high of 44. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our old friends Trigvi Olsen and Pat Kreutlow are back for another Wednesday Hump Day edition. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Hour two of Nikki and the Mayor. Mino's out trying to catch a deer, so we're holding the fort down here. These are our next two guests who are in-house, which is awesome. We have two people from the Antiquarian Society, Maria Zern, right? Did I say that right? I might just call you Maria.
It.
Okay,
you
it's always
it.
Maria.
You got it.
And, of course, everybody knows Mary Jane Herber, who is the historical guru for Brown County. How long have you been running the Historic Society or the Historic Library? You don't want to say it. Okay, 50, that's fine.
50 years.
Okay. So she wrote some of it. Yeah, wow. It's welcome, you guys. You do so much for this community. And I, as you know, love history. And you even came to that little event we had last Saturday.
Oh, absolutely. It was Northland. Fabulous at the Northland. And yeah. They were celebrating their 100th anniversary. Yeah. And the Green Bay and the Green Bay De Pere Antiquarian Society, we had our 100th anniversary celebration last October. So
it's fun to celebrate that. And 100 years is, you know, I don't know, depends how you look at it, but that's a long time. But, you know, you look at Europe or something, it's like, oh, come on, that was yesterday.
So, well, but 100 years is
it's a nice
big deal.
Yeah.
That's a long time for a historical organization to be in business.
The longevity, fantastic, thanks to
lots of volunteers.
That's what it takes. So the Historical Society, you have a big event coming up, and I've been to it. Yeah, this is the 67th year. I haven't been to all of them. But Mary Jane has. tell us about this event. It's at the Rock Garden. And it's a little bit of I don't know if it's a fundraiser, but it's the place to buy unique things. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, it's, well, the Green Bay De Pere Antiquarian Society, as the mayor said, for the past 67 years, have hosted our annual antique show and sale.
Awesome.
Like I said, for the 67th time, we're going to be putting on our show. Our show has been held at different venues over the year, but it currently is being held at the Rock Garden.
Great
location. Easy parking. Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
It's a great place. It's a beautiful spot to be. We have, we're in the Windsor Room and the Ballroom, rooms.
Okay.
And so we've got about... What do we have, Mary Jane? We've got over 25 vendors.
Wonderful.
From all over the state and some from beyond. It's going to be held this weekend, there's 2 days. It's going to be Friday, November 22nd, from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Okay. And Saturday, November 23rd, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And like I said, it's going to be at the Rock Garden Conference Center.
Right.
It's held in both. We have both the Ballroom and the Windsor Room.
What will the vendors be displaying? Like, what's there?
What kind of stuff will they bring?
What kind of stuff?
Did they buy cufflings there one time?
You could have. Oh, yes,
man.
We have one.
They were super nice. Like, well, really nice.
You got to come again this year, Mayor, okay. Because...
well, I need them.
Yeah, well, I know you don't need them. Well, because we have one vendor called The Missing Link. And one of her... She specializes in postcards, but also cufflinks. And I know one year I bought a really beautiful pair of amethyst cufflinks. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That then I had to get a shirt, you know.
Oh,
that,
of course, absolutely. Yeah. Yes. Now that you're not going to find there, but that's no. Good.
Well,
but...
you might, because we do have, vintage clothing. We have vendors that have a really wide range of vintage clothing.
Wow.
All kinds of things, you know, if you like... for little vintage fur coats. Brilliant. Or fur jackets. We have a lot of vintage. There's some ladies who collect hats. We have lots of vintage hats. What else we have?
Oh, that's
well,
awesome.
There's usually some sports memorabilia.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
You know, and I have to tell you one story. Years ago, somebody said, go ask Mary Jane, get her over to that booth. And there was this big, long board, and it had foot markings on it, 6 inches, 12 inches. And it said WCC on it. And it was at least 8 feet long. And the guy looked at me and I said, I know what that is. He said, what? I said, WCC stands for Wisconsin Conservation Commission. Oh. It was a board to measure sturgeon.
Oh, wow. 8 feet.
Look at that.
Yeah.
You know, and that
There's all kinds of stuff.
And it might be super meaningful to somebody. You know,
yeah.
And that's what you have at that show. And like I said, I've been there. Many people have been there. You're not going to find a Target or, you know, what I mean, it's just so unique. It's just such cool stuff. And, you know, this is good timing with Christmas coming around the corner, but you can get stuff here. Like my wife who plans, we'll go and she'll buy something. She'll find something unique like that.
And we have a lot of other things that people collect. We have some vendors come, you know, the more traditional kind of antiques. There's a lot of beautiful cut glass. I collect crystal.
That's cool.
I collect crystal. Mm. And every year I treat myself to whatever the best piece in the show is.
How many sets of linens do you have?
Yes, and there's linens.
I happen to like that. But okay. Yeah. You know, that is neat. And what I was going to say is that that's just for Christmas. But Donna will buy something for my mom, and her birthday's like in August. Mm-hmm. And she'll buy it like now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why did you buy that? Well, give it to your mom in August. I'm like,
does she remember where she puts it?
She does. She's like super organized. I know. But there are some very cool things there. I always want to say that. And for $7, how cool is that to walk through and see 25 vendors and awesome people? Now,
Maria and Mary Jane gave us tickets to give away. So we'll come up with a contest to give away some entrants.
Yeah, we do.
He's escorting our next guest.
Oh, all right. We'll get there. Hey, did you guys you're the Antiquarian Society for DePere Green Bay. Is that what it's called?
Correct.
Okay. Did you have anything to do with that Antique Roadshow?
We were. Mary Jane can probably speak more about it because she was more integrally involved. But they, the Antique Roadshow in Green Bay, they're part of the reason that it was brought here is because of the antiquarians.
Yeah, we contacted Wisconsin Public Television. Yeah. They said, "Go ahead, try," so we did. But you know what happened? One of the things that brought them here.
What's that?
Sarugi's candy.
Yeah,
right. Really,
every 6 months or so, I'd send a box of candy.
There you go.
And they,
125
you know,
year.
I hope Joe has an ad in your program.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So
he's a huge.
And he's what a good man.
Yeah,
great family.
Anybody will do anything in Green Bay for Sarugi's Chocolate.
Yes, that's true.
I think it cheese goes and for good bread. Yeah. We send a bunch of stuff.
Yeah,
that's great that you landed. Well, I just got a quick story about that. So you called me, I think you did, Mary Jane, or somebody who was in charge of the show and said, hey, look, you want you to come in, give a little bit of a welcome. And maybe that was Maria that called. Anyway, and if you have an item, you can bring it and they'll appraise it.
Oh.
I'm like, wow. A lot of people bring guns. Everything's there. There's dressers. I mean, that is just like you see on TV. It's lines. And it's like, well, what do you have this and that? Well, I bought a chandelier years ago, probably 20 years ago, from a guy. First house with electricity in the state of Wisconsin.
Oh,
in Appleton.
The one in Appleton. No. That was hydroelectric, though.
Yeah,
wasn't
no, this. Anyway, it was a friend of a friend. So I go there and it was a chandelier. that hand painted, you know, that whole thing done by gas but converted to electricity. And so I don't know what it was. But let's just say it was like $1,500. And I said to the guy, oh, I'll give you $1,200. Oh, God, I shouldn't have priced it at $1,500, you know. And so I bought it. He goes, oh, you're killing me. You know, this is just, this is unbelievable what you did. And, you know, I just feel bad. I could see my great-grandma, you know, with all this and hand-painted. So anyway, so I bought it, hung it up in our house. It's nice. So I got a ladder, and I took it down. I put it in a box. I said, Laura, you know, dress up nice because we're going to be on TV, because we're going to be one of those people like, oh, my God, that's worth $20,000. So we go there, and I stand in line. People are super nice to me. And stood in line, and we went up there, and I'm like, this was the first house? And she's like, uh-huh, yeah, yeah. And I said, you know, it's in Wisconsin. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. I said, it's hand-painted. Uh-huh, yeah. She goes, well, maybe at auction it would retrieve $400. And I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? I was $40,000. So,
you forgot a couple zeros.
But she said, look, and this was a while ago, Mary J. This was probably 15, whatever your show was here, 10 years ago? When was it?
2017. Okay, was so, when the road show was here.
All right. Well, and she said, look, antiques just aren't that sought after right now. These millennials aren't really into it. And she goes, look, hang on to it, which I obviously will. And she goes, antiques can ebb and flow on supply and demand. But I was just like killer. I had a little tie on. I was all ready to get on TV. And oh my God, the mayor had this.
Roll that beautiful bean footer.
Did not happen.
I'm picturing you up on a ladder taking down a chandelier.
And that's for me to get on a ladder, but I thought, you know, something I got for $1,500 that's worth, you know,
$15,000. Did you take it home and hang it back up?
But yeah, I had to. I took it in this box. I said, look, you feel a little bit awkward, but even when you get there, you feel like a little awkward walking in with a box with a chandelier, but everybody carries.
Well, anyway, if you've got dressers and yeah.
That was just a really, really cool show. Thank you for bringing that to Green Bay.
Well, it was just, we enjoyed it. It was lots of fun, lots of volunteers.
Yeah.
You know, part of the, I'm going to just say this. Mm-hmm. One of the things about, well, first of all, the first show that we did in 1957 was at the Northland Hotel.
Really? Mm-hmm. Cool.
And there were 6 vendors. Because that's all that really could kind of fit in the crystal ballroom,
yeah,
really.
That's not the big
And they started out small, you know.
Wow.
Isn't that, you know, kind of fun?
And I think that that's a great show to go. You could bring your mom. You could bring, you know what I mean? Like, that's a pretty cool thing that you can learn a lot to it. What is, like you just said, Mary Jane, what is that? But, you know.
Well.
But they had stuff there. I'm sure, you know, the washboards and everything else.
We're trying to also attract the younger generation. And so we have vendors that like to bring vintage items that, you know, that younger people are collecting, like Corningware.
Yes. Casserole dishes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All the different patterns.
Isn't that cool? And I think when you entertain, it's cool when somebody said, where'd you get that?
Oh,
you know, because it was not at, you know, Macy's or something, you know, so.
I've seen a lot of items that are now being recycled as well. So vintage items that are being repurposed into jewelry, necklaces, earrings, stuff like that with those.
Well, we had one vendor. I don't know that she's going to be back this year, but I know last year we had a vendor and that's what she did. She was like old is new.
Yeah.
So she took a lot of old kind of antique and vintage items and she repurposed them into beautiful Christmas gifts.
And there's a lot to get there. 25 vendors. All right, we're going to be back. I want to talk about some more things that are going to be at that display. But Maria Zern and Mary Jane Herber, the Historical Society.
Big event coming up.
Antiquarian Society. That's a big word for me.
I know. Come on. It's a mouthful.
Okay, so Antiquarian Society. You got a big event coming up this Friday and Saturday. We got tickets we're going to be giving away. We're going to be right back. This is Nikki and the Mayor.
Dry your tears when the new wears off of your crystal chandelier. I never did fit in too well.
97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash Bell makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bell Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
If you haven't tried mindfulness techniques before, the idea is to take a minute, focus on the present, not the past, not the future. Be here now. You can do it in your car.
Please, not while you're driving.
I would say preferably not driving. Just take a moment and close your eyes and just breathe. Focus like on the breath coming into your body and out.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
State Senator-elect Jody Habesh-Sinikin. What's the best way, do you think, it is to approach a difference in not just opinion, but in what we perceive as facts with those that may not be aware or don't agree with it?
First, having a conversation. Try to get an understanding of what is really bothering them and try to offer solutions at the state level or at the local level where there can be progress.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
All the crystal chandeliers light up the paintings on your wall.
This guy doesn't miss anything. Todd Michaels, our producer, is teasing me a little bit. We were talking the Crystal Chandelier, which I didn't even know there was a song about Crystal Chandeliers. But
Charlie Pride, my friend.
Oh,
Charlie Pride.
It's okay. Crystal Chandelier. We'll get it there. Call it Christmas Chandelier.
What's Christmas?
Crystal.
I have no idea.
Yeah, it's Crystal Chandelier. Yep, yep.
So, our next segment is brought to you by Beltone.
Oh, man.
My hearing aid.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
No, but the reason
I'm Mickey Z
the youngest
Beltone.
One in here, and I can't hear her over the darn.
No, we're talking about my chandelier that I bought and took to the Antique Roadshow. But this Antiquarian Society, that's a great organization. And I, you know, we talk many times on this show about just if you want to live a good life, you need to be involved in something.
Right.
You know,
yes.
I mean, there's movies are great and, you know, but we talk about, you know, spiritual health, we talk about, you know, physical health, but the social aspect, if you study these blue zones, which is like where people live the longest, not really so much the longest, but they live the healthiest, you know, it's getting involved in some organization. And I think you guys got something. I mean, you can people get involved? Is it open?
Oh, absolutely.
So how do you do
we
that?
We absolutely, you can get involved. I'll start and Mary Jane will kick in anytime, but we welcome new members. Our membership application is either online or you can get it by contacting Mary Jane Herber, who is the governor of our society.
Ooh, nice title.
I know.
It's not like chairman or...
No, it's governor.
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 Wow. Yeah. Okay, so you're the governor of the Antiquarian Society.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, cool.
And membership is, there are two forms of membership. There's an individual membership and a couples membership. Yeah. It's what, $55?
It's $50 for single.
Okay.
And $75 for a couple.
Right.
And the $50, both of those memberships include some tickets for the antique show that you give away to your friends.
Yeah.
So what do you guys
do then? I'm thinking, like, my wife and I, you know, you get married, you have kids, it's like, and then their kids are gone, and you're going to get retirement. It's like, why do we do this again? I mean, just we tried golf, but that's just, I don't know. I mean, I like it. I don't love it.
It takes a lot of time.
Yeah.
Golf does.
But,
Well, in the Antiquarian Society, it's a great organization to join. We have luncheon meetings a year.
Dinner.
And we've started having a dinner meeting for people who can't make it during the day.
Nice.
We have a great mission. Our mission is to help preserve and restore the traditions in Green Bay. In fact, the reason we have the show, the antique show, is because that is the way, you know, we have a grant program, and we fund our grant program through the proceeds from the antique show. Mm-hmm. And all the local history organizations, especially the members of the Federation of History yeah. Organizations, can apply to us for grants.
Oh.
And they can to fund small projects. Our grants aren't big. I think they're around, you know, $5,000. And it's one of the few ways that, you know, there's very limited opportunities for history organizations right. to get funding. And so it's really important that that we make this show a success, because we really do like to support, like, the Neville and the Railroad Museum and all the other
Heritage Hill.
Heritage
and,
Hill. Right.
You know, the Depere Historical.
That is awesome. It's not like you're an organization that may or may not be around. You've been around for 100 years.
Right.
So. What a great thing for, I think, you know, young people too, because I think mm-hmm. I told you I have three kids, but one of them is much more interested in history than the other two, and for whatever reason. So you'll take. There's no age limit.
No age limit. Men, women, we've got it all. And we also have, me and Mary Jane, we have like special events that we have. You know, yeah.
Every once in a while there's some dinner or some big thing, and of course the Antiques Roadshow. We've done things with when the tall ships have been in.
Oh, right. That's cool. A lot of history there.
One of the things that we provided a grant for was when they were redoing the front, the Old City Stadium project
mm-hmm.
about, that must be 15, 20 years ago mm-hmm. now. They had the pillars, and there was a certain amount for each one of the pillars, and we funded one of those pillars. So
wow.
We did it over a 5-year period, mm-hmm. you know, or whatever, four
right.
years
sure.
in terms of some of, not to put all the money in one place at once, so that we always yeah. break things up so that.
Well, the other thing, the other big project that the antiquarians worked on was we purchased the artifacts collection from the Brown County Library.
Wow.
And that was a huge campaign. That was over $1 million yeah. campaign. And so, you know, those are the kinds of things we're really devoted to. So if you know, and it's just a lot of fun. Sometimes we have, you know, presentations or, you know, individual little meetings or workshops on something that a specific area of interest for someone. You know, I don't know. I like cut glass. And I know that we had a couple of our members who specialized in that, and they held a little little workshop. And,
well, and usually once during the winter we have a show and tell.
So oh, yes.
People, I forgot about that one.
Oh, that's
people
that's
bring things. You know, we have dinner at night someplace.
An adult show and tell.
I'm bringing
and,
adults. You know,
bring, hey, you going to bring your chandelier?
I don't want to get laughed out of the room. I'm not over that yet. What did you say? That was 2013?
I'll pay you $50 if yeah. you take your chandelier.
Oh, man, that hurt. No, there's antiques are great. And I think this show that's coming up.
That's when Jim's life took a turn.
It did.
And he began
to
gambling.
My daughter stopped, you know, looking up to me. Yeah.
The one thing that I will say is that what you said about Donna is that it's a great place to find mm-hmm. gifts.
Yes.
And people, because of the Antiques Roadshow, they think everything's $4,000.
Yeah.
No.
There's a lot of things there.
Very affordable.
$50. Mm-hmm. People find things. You know, my grandma had one of those.
Right.
And my cousin Louise got it. And I always wished I'd gotten it.
Right.
And so you can buy that same thing, even though it's not your grandma's.
And just browsing. It can mm-hmm. be anything mm-hmm. from comics and
right,
records
absolutely.
Or
sports
decor,
posters,
memorabilia.
Yeah.
Posters.
Something I bought there was, it was old, but it was the word smile, that huh. song Smile, you know, mm-hmm. and anyway, and I kept. I went back to it like three times. Like, I got to buy that thing. And it wasn't that
you're
much.
Just
I was
drawn funny, to
it's
it.
You're drawn to it. That's what I'm saying. And it's like, you know what? I'm not going to see that again.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
Yeah.
But it's also
fun.
Just a walk down memory lane,
yes.
isn't it?
I always go and I always see things from my childhood.
Yes.
And one of the things I had been always wanting were those Pyrex colored bowls that
yes.
all of our mothers had in the 1960s.
So you're always keeping an eye out for it.
Always watching for something.
And, ladies,
and
thank
the,
you so much.
And the
much.
Candy's still in it.
I know. Those M&Ms.
All right, you guys, we're going to talk about this again, but the Antique Roadshow, Antiquarian
Society.
What says antique right
antique
on here?
Show.
Tickets available.
Sale.
It's only $7 at the Rock Garden this weekend. You go out there, see some unique gifts. We're going to be right back with Deanna and Ben Melchor. Thanks for coming in, ladies.
Great, thanks.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Here it comes. Weather swings in Wisconsin. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. And anybody in charge of livestock knows that means you better bring your A game to keep those animals healthy, especially young calves. Dr. Eric Rooker is with Dairy Doctors Veterinarian Services. He says what they've been doing recently is using a new diagnostic tool to try to keep track of how healthy calves' lungs are. They use ultrasound.
And the important part of that, understanding the prevalence of disease within the environment of that calf, whether you're raising your calves in a hut outside, in a calf barn, or alongside a mature cow inside your barn. If you don't know how much disease you have, you're never going to be able to start to enact change based upon that. And we record that over time, and we really do see some pretty huge seasonal trends in terms of even our best managed facilities will struggle in times like right now where you're getting 20, 30, 40 degree temperature swings from daytime to nighttime.
A new tool. That's Dr. Eric Rooker with Dairy Doctors Veterinarian Services. He says if you don't think your calves are 100%, especially during vulnerable times of the year when the weather's changing, it can be a very helpful tool. Markets are next.
Attention farmers and ranchers. The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of a rebate of up to $1,500 on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eyes set on a Can-Am workhorse, now's the time to get your own. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to add a true game changer to your roster. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up, but commodities are down. December corn, penny lower at 426. March corn down 2, 436. January beans down 7 right now at 991. November next year down 6, 1015. December wheat's down 2 at 548. July new crop down 2.5 at 582. Yesterday, barrel cheese dropped a penny to 172.5. 40-pound block cheese was up 2.5 at 172.25, while AA butter dropped 0.25 to 258.25 per pound. December milk now up 13 at 1909. I'm PM Yonke.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers this morning and again later this afternoon. Our high today, 44, with wind out of the west at 10 to 20. Tonight, some scattered light rain and snow showers. Our low down to 33. Tomorrow, cloudy, windy with rain and a high of 44. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
Max Inc. Radio.
This is Paige Kleber. The 11-year-old will be live in studio playing songs from her new album. I'm Terry Barr.
Saturday and Sunday night starting at 6. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Iron Mike Tyson and Jake Paul the YouTuber. They're likely, this is just me wildly speculating, might have been a wee bit of a gentleman's agreement. Try to make it look good, but nobody's actually going to try to knock anybody out.
I actually put a bet on that, and I bet it for Jake Paul to win, just because I knew it was staged. Mike Tyson was going to do what he's going to do. Clearly, obvious, he could have knocked him out. He just didn't want to do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. The Ad Council. The Ad Council. The Ad Council. The Ad Council.
T Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody. That was fun, that Antiquarian Society. You know, that's a cool thing that's going on this weekend, so...
I told those gals I need to swing by because I'm looking for a particular set of refrigerator magnets that my grandmother had in the house. And I mean, I might kind of lean into somebody if they get there before me. And
I have to say this about both of those women, very knowledgeable, very sweet. Yeah. But I think both of them have a crush on the former mayor.
Oh, wow.
Do they know he's a former mayor?
The reason they do is they needed some free promotion, and they called me, and I got him on the show. I called Todd. He goes, yeah,
they were giggling at everything you were saying.
And there was a lot of accolades as they walked out. Yes. So I might agree with Todd there.
They're great, and I love, you know.
Dancing eyes, right?
Give me a break.
I think they were waiting around for a hug.
Yeah.
Bring it in.
Come here, grumpy.
Get on the phone with HR.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Yep. But I do like part of the connection. I do like antiques, and you know, with real estate. I want to make a segue.
Welcome,
we're talking
Ben
and Deanna Malcor, you walk into a house and it's got a flavor.
Yeah,
it does.
Totally.
And you sometimes suggest, like my house. You walk in and I think people who come to my house and say, oh, these guys probably likes antiques. He's probably a little bit religious.
This guy's probably got 12, 13 sets of linens.
Right. Yeah, a little,
What's
the thread count on that?
Yeah, yeah.
You're very high.
You're coming over because I'm having a party, a Christmas party. And I didn't know you last year.
I hope the sheets will not be on display.
No, not the sheets. Sheets now.
That's a different party.
I cannot wait to see the chandelier.
That's a different party.
Chandelier.
Okay. And I told these guys, I said, you know, Mino's not here, so we can actually talk real estate. We haven't done it yet. We haven't done it yet.
In fact, he wants to remind you guys to renew your license.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
No, they did it. These guys did that.
Yeah.
These guys are ahead of the curve.
I sent the information to Jim so she could, or he could too.
And that was the online. Yep. And you know me, I'm such a high tech guy. I didn't want to do that. So I called a friend of mine and, I said, hey, look, I want to take the in class where you sit and the teacher's there and they give you the test there. You can ask questions and and you wait for the other person who's like as dumb as you, but they ask the question. You look at them like, God, I can't believe you asked that. I was thinking the same thing. And she said, that's over. She goes, there's not any more in-person classes. And I'd like panicked. So I went
back. Jim, how old are you?
I know.
He's sponsored by the Antiquarian Society.
I think of another real estate person out there who is like, give me more time to like have to go through this versus let's rip through it.
So I went back to your email and clicked the thing. And so Saturday morning, I was going to go see my mom in Appleton, bring her some, because Meals and Wheels doesn't deliver on weekends, right? So I'm like, okay, I called up. I want to make something. She goes, sure. But I thought, you know what? I said, today or tomorrow? She goes, no, either day is fine. I got some stuff for today. I said, all right, I'll see you tomorrow morning. And I plugged into that test and I did it all.
Yeah.
Wow.
In one
good
day.
For you.
I did.
It good was, for you.
It and was, how did we do?
I didn't get any. I did.
Nice.
None wrong.
Well, no, you have to get an 80.
You do. Yeah.
So I think
70, I believe, is the
70.
Bench. Is the.
Really?
Cut off. Yeah. Cut off. Yeah. Yeah.
Dang.
But yeah, I know.
That's probably only a couple questions, you know, because each section.
Yeah, I think there's, what is there 16?
I think, 15 units. There are probably 15 questions per section.
But there's a lot of sections. It says it's, I don't know how many hours it is, but I did skip ahead because I don't I can't watch videos that long. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, the
man who wanted to sit in the class.
Well, I think the class is more fun. I don't know.
Oh my God. Isn't
who
it ironic?
Are you?
Anyway, I did. I passed them all.
A teacher.
I'm done.
Good
and then
you.
I sent in the money, and so I'm done.
Yeah.
For 2 years, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, isn't it nice?
You and I didn't know.
I wouldn't say he's well-versed, ladies and gentlemen. But, I would say he's adequately versed.
Yeah.
But,
and
I didn't know that I'm a broker. That's the same test as realtors,
you
know?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The first thing is, like,
is it
you guys
Jim,
have talked
would you
about,
know?
Yeah, no, but the first thing you guys talked about when you've been on here many times, but that whole buyer's agency thing is like, that was like an hour and 19 minute video.
Yeah.
So that one I did watch because I.
Because that's new to you. Yeah.
But everything you told me was, I didn't have to watch it. But the other stuff I kind of.
Yeah. Just well, they do make it really nice and easy because they kind of bold the stuff like, note this, like key fact. Yeah.
They kind of tell you. It's kind of like, this is, you're going to see this again in about 10 minutes on your test.
Yeah, they really want us to pass.
And then they do.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't pass that, it's like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, Johnny's afraid to take
it. Listen, we're not applying for our Mensa card. No. Not on this.
I will say, I did think the broker's test was kind of hard.
Yeah.
I did because it's 100 questions, but there could be 300 questions. You know, you do the practice test, and then you do this practice test, and it's like, wait a minute, that wasn't on here. And that gets into this, what, those holding tanks and condominiums, and there's a lot of moving parts to that. Wait, you guys are both realtors, brokers.
We're not brokers. We're just realtors and then owners.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. What's going on in your world? Tell me about some of your listings. I love... we used to, in the old days, just date night, just a date weekend, just go look at homes. But now I got to I got to call you and get a license, which is cool.
Now you don't even have to leave. We can just send them to you over technology.
That's true.
Anyway,
what's going on in the world right now? I mean, it's fun to watch. The election's over.
It is. Election's over. It wasn't the last time we got together. It was pre-election, and we were all speculating.
No, I think it was the day after. It was the day after the election.
But so they were a little too soon.
But they were too soon.
It was hard to talk about.
They were still counting in Pennsylvania. The judge came in and he goes, stop counting.
Yes.
Well, anyway. You know, here's the thing. We went to a convention this past week, and I thought it was really interesting because they mentioned that 1.7 or over 1.7 million Americans that are thinking about buying and selling put it on pause because of the rates and the election.
Yeah.
And I thought that was striking.
That's a lot.
That's
a lot of people.
You know, and their thing was, you know, reach out now again, because now they're getting back to life. They're accepting whether they like the results or don't like the results. Life goes on. And, you know, rates have really stabilized. And so now is a really good time to kind of get back into it. So because you've pulled yourself from it.
And whoever wins, I agree, that's the winner.
Yeah.
Right.
Get over it.
Right. Get over it.
Get over it. And let's kind of lean into a couple things that, I mean, nobody is like 100% against you. I mean, there's some things like we even talked about, you know, both candidates had some good things for real estate. You know?
Absolutely.
I think the one who won is going to build a lot more. Instead of giving $25,000 to help, they want to relax the ordinances to build.
Yeah.
Maybe build on some federal land, crazy about that, but there's going to be, it's a whole supply and demand, and you know, he's more of a business guy, so he's going to address it from the supply side.
Correct.
Which is going to be interesting, and I do think that's going to help, and even right across the street here in Green Bay, you know, that's $55 million development, 265. Yeah. I think what's going to be good for you guys, for the Melcors, is that those are higher end condos, or apartments, I mean.
And
that's going to loosen up some houses, because
it will.
Even my wife said, should we be moving there? I'm like, oh, I don't know. We'll look at it when it's done.
Yeah.
Well, so you guys mentioned it. Have the phones started ringing again?
You know, it was really interesting because honestly, I don't know if it was the week after, probably the week after the election, we had homes, a couple homes that were just sitting there and just really popular areas that we were like, what is going on?
Mm-hmm. Because it was unheard of.
Yeah.
Right.
Average. What was your average turn time leaning into
the election? It really depends. And I hate to quote, because I don't have any numbers in front of me, but it really depended on the price point.
That's
so
true.
If you were kind of in that, I'm going to say first time home buyer.
Sure.
Home. So under probably 300,000 in this area, you know, you were still looking, if it was on the market for more than 7 days, you were overpriced. That market goes really fast now. We had one hit, I think, on last Thursday.
Yeah.
And by Friday, we had an accepted offer with a couple to spare. So it's still in that price point, still moving really fast.
Yes.
You know, when you get into the higher price points, that's slowing down a little bit.
Sure.
Yeah. But we also learned, too, that the average age, you know what the average age in the United States of
this is a crazy stat.
First time home buyer is now?
Were we talking about that similarly yesterday?
This is what we were talking about. I want to hear the answer to that. But Green Bay, again, which is great for Bay Area Realty, was awarded by U.S. News & World Report number 12.
Number 12.
And there's a lot of cities in the United States. Yeah. And you know, we were higher than Madison, Milwaukee. And then they listed the reasons and everybody's like, oh, the Packers. The Packers are, of course, that's an amenity that we have here. But they did talk about housing. They talk about how our money goes.
Yeah,
the average price of the house was we got that wrong.
Wasn't it 180?
That's what they said. The median price. The median price. Not the median price. The most houses on the market.
Seems low.
I think it's almost like 300, 305.
It's 300 some.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ooh, U.S. News and World Report, you're going to take them on? That's pretty incredible.
Bring it.
But you guys were speaking to first-time buyers, right?
Yeah, first-time buyers.
What was that?
United States.
What was the age that they...
38.
I thought 30.
So. Oh, wow.
38.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that crazy?
Like, that's... Wow.
So yeah. I mean, we were... What?
Married, two kids. Oh, when we bought our first house? Yeah. Well, it was the year that I was 22.
22.
Oh, ooh, that's young.
Goodness.
That's young.
Yeah.
38.
Isn't 38. That, you know, for
there's an entire generation.
Yeah.
Between the time that you guys bought and now the average age. Yeah. That's incredible.
It's nuts. Isn't it crazy? I was just shocked. I mean, I think it's a little lower around here. Just because we are, you know, the Midwest tends to be a little bit more traditional type values, but still, it's probably not that much lower.
That's shocking.
Yeah, it's crazy. But we've got some young buyers who are on their second one.
Do you own your house?
I own my house, but what do you guys attribute that to? Is it wages? Is it cost of living?
I think it's a variety of things, honestly. I mean, and I don't know what your thoughts are on it, but I mean...
Parents are too nice.
What do you mean? Like letting them live in the basement?
Kids are sticking around.
Helping pay their bills. I think a lot of them have college debt. You know, they've paid their way and they're sitting with those college loans for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, I think just it's a shift in mindset as well, too. You know, back in our generation, you went to college, you got married, you bought a house, you got a dog, you had your kids.
Yes, that
you did all of those things.
We also had the white picket fence.
Of course, you did.
This is like an awesome home for
obligatory
us.
Obligatory white fence. It really was.
Checked all the boxes.
So I think the mindset has shifted quite a bit. And I don't think... you know, kind of this newer generation coming in feels that they have to follow that same path. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's their parents telling them, you don't have to follow this path, do what you want, and supporting everything they do, or whether it's just something from the way that they were raised and the culture that they grew up in, that the path isn't necessarily always the same as it was.
So then I'm interested to find out other statistics.
Is this painting you, Jim?
I just want to agree. There's different generations, and, you know, we all had great grandparents and we all have kids. I think home ownership is a good path no matter what.
Absolutely.
Because I think real estate, and you look at people who made a lot of money, but even people who are kind of financially successful in their own little right, there's real estate in there, in their portfolio.
Yeah.
And to rent and rent and rent, and I look at, you know, of course, I have two kids that live in New York. They can't afford a place, but that rent is unbelievable. I sometimes think, you sure you don't want to move, like, even to Indiana? Yeah. Or, I mean, maybe I wish I'd move here, but... whereas my daughter in Nashville, they paid a lot, but they're ahead of the game. And you know, you make these payments for these kids are making payments, $2,500, $2,800.
It's crazy.
It's nuts.
You know?
Well, you think about it too, you know, kind of a, oh my gosh, I totally lost my train of thought.
I just think it's good that to talk to you, I think real estate, sure, you want a house, you want a nice place to live, but the side effect of that is you're building equity.
Right.
Yeah, right. Absolutely you are. And I think that's something that when they get into it, they realize that. But they have to be ready. They have to have everything paid off. But it's really kind of an interesting stats, I guess.
These new condos that are being built, and I think other communities, right? Oshkosh, yes, Appleton,
they're
all looking at high-end condos. But, you know, if we sell our home, that's going to pay rent. Till we go into the nursing home.
Yeah,
I mean, but that'll free up a house, a nice house for some people. A 34-year-old.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and it's that term right sizing.
I just remember what I was gonna say. You know, another thing that I think keeps, you know, that has kind of passed this or pushed that number higher, that 38, is there's competition right now. And there has been competition probably for the last you know, 5-6 years. And we've had a lot of young buyers, if we're showing houses and they've got an offer already,
up.
They're like, you know what, we don't really want to compete. And it's like, well, then this isn't the market for you.
Right.
You know, so that's hard.
I want to go back and see what's on the market right now, what people should be thinking about. Ben Indiana Melcor, Bay Area Realty. We'll be right back.
Where's his Sunday best? Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
In the market for a home loan? It's time to meet Kristen Ambos, the top 1% of loan originators in the U.S. and the number one female loan officer in Wisconsin for 2 years running. With over 20 years experience, Kristen and Point Mortgage Corporation are here to serve all of your lending needs, from conventional to FHA, USDA, and VA loans. Plus, with their rate match guarantee, if they can't beat your pre-approved rate, they'll pay you $500. Call Kristen Ambos today at 920-606-1156 and let her and Point Mortgage make your homeownership dreams come true.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay. Going slower.
Izervay or avacincaptad pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
I love your theme music, you know? I mean, who doesn't know this song?
And, you know, Ben and I wake up to this now every morning.
Yeah. Do you remember the name of the band? Let's talk radio here. Radio music, 80s. Do you remember the name of the band?
Oh,
the
only thing, chomping at the band.
I know Ben Indiana Melcor. I know Bay Area Realty. I have no idea.
Todd is staring me down.
Yeah. It is... I'll just say it because I could tell you're struggling.
I am.
Madness. The band.
Madness.
Yes.
Well, I know would be.
Sounds like a one-hit wonder.
They pretty much were. They were out of England.
That song was written in the grandmother's basement.
I dated a girl then.
Yeah.
Who went on the other?
You're not going to believe it. I gotta be totally honest with you.
Yeah. Nikki, I have to say your impression is almost a mix of Jim and John.
It's the mashup.
Do you undergo a saging ceremony before you leave here just to cleanse the spirit?
I'm impressed you know what that is. Don't check my cup, Mr. Melcor.
Well, I just bought some eggnog. I should have bought it.
So many treats today.
Yes. I know.
Yeah. All right. So, Ben Indiana Melcor, Bay Area Realty, and their theme song is Our House by Madness. And Madness, who is going to be at the casino up in...
No, right. Exactly. And that's how we reined it in. During the break, though, it sounds like you guys are coming up on some exciting property.
I'll go ahead, Ben.
Yeah. So I can't get too specific because it's not on market yet, but very, very nice ranch down in Denmark. Beautiful neighborhood.
that they're just developing. But this house is an existing construction, been around a few years, but impeccable. And I tell you, the more time that I spend in Denmark, and I do spend a fair amount, I've sold several properties down
it's
there.
It's beautiful.
It's a beautiful little town. They got it going on down there.
They do, and it's not far.
What is that decor store and with all the lighting there?
Yeah. I'm trying to remember as well. God, it's right on the main drag.
Amazing.
Nice. Amazing place.
Yeah, I can't think of what it's called.
Well, you had some of your other realtors in here from Shawano, and we were talking about sometimes to get a little better price, you want to move out of the metro area a little bit, but I mean, Denmark, those are what's that 20
easily
minutes?
Accessible.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
it's a stone throw.
It is. Yeah, so whether you are going to take the highway or the side roads, it doesn't take you long to get there.
Great
schools, great
community. Kind of again, checking all the boxes.
Yeah. They've got a couple great parades there, too.
The school thing, all the ratings are coming out right now. We talked about Da Vinci being the best school in the state, but we're doing better. Yeah. So that's nice for realtors. I mean, is it those of us who have kids, that's like, unless they go to private schools, that's
one
of the biggest things.
It always comes up.
Safety, but, you know, the amenities, the park system, but boy, do they look at schools.
A lot of civic pride down there as well. Yeah. And talking again during the break, but it also sounds like, again, you guys are givers.
Mm-hmm.
And not only are you a collection, a donation location for Toys for Tots,
both of our offices, Green Bay and Shawano. So, bring them on down. New unwrapped toys.
Collection boxes available. But now we're also kind of shifting gears for as the temperatures are starting to dip. And if there's people in our community that are unhoused and we want to keep them warm as well.
Yeah, we've got a really great friend. She's another realtor. Her name is Katie Charlier. She is at a different brokerage, but just an amazing person. Always a friend. She has been for the past 11 years been collecting new and used scarves, hats, mittens, socks, blankets, and they put them in the parks. They tie them around the trees. And I think she also drops them off at the homeless shelters, maybe some at-risk schools as well.
And she has just taken this on.
She loves it. It fuels her for the year. So their collections have been low this year. So they are going to be doing this on December 2nd, I think, in the Green Bay area. And my understanding, it's never worked out with our schedule, and it won't this year either. I know I talk with my hands, so hopefully the coffee doesn't go.
Good move.
You know, he's used to sitting next to me. We can't make it this year,
but on December 2nd, she's distributing.
They go to the parks, and I've been told by a lot of our friends who have been there that they know that she's coming, and they're literally waiting there for some warmth, and it's very touching.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, so adult sizes or a variety?
Probably mostly adults, but variety for sure. So because, you know, hats, mittens, scarves, they can be used. So Katie takes them all in. Just making sure that they're in good condition.
She washes everything before.
Yeah, she puts them out there. So whether you want to get involved in the event or whether you just want to drop off some stuff, we will collect those at our office as well and then get them to Katie.
This is what it's all about.
All right, absolutely. Hokey pokey.
Again, so Dalsman and Broadway, and that's the same place that people have been dropping off Toys
Walnut.
For Tots.
Yeah, Walnut.
I mean, Walnut.
Yep, 317 West Walnut.
Yeah.
I've been there, I know. Broadway. It's one of those cities you drive by a million times. Yeah. And what's the address?
Many,
I don't know.
But how many intersections are in the city?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Well,
he probably knows.
110 signalized ones. And they're not synchronized, I'll tell you that.
And what's the traffic study on that, Jim? Please tell me.
Anyway, thanks for what you guys are doing. I mean, this is great. And if people just want to just talk real estate, give you a call. I mean, you guys know the market. Obviously, you've been it for
a
long time.
Can people find you on socials or if they're browsing, thinking
on
about
Facebook,
it?
Facebook, LinkedIn.
Yep. We've got a website. Definitely. You just have to
give us a few of those addresses so people, if they're, can just punch it in. What? So
37.
Website.
Social. Our website, benmelcor.com.
Yep. Well,
and then
easy.
You can just look up Ben Melcor on Facebook too. So it's under that as well.
All right.
You
guys are great.
Thank you guys.
Everything you do in the community. Great realtors, but great community stewards as well.
Clearly our time is over. The lights are going off.
There's been little to no movement over there, guys.
The house lights have been turned out.
Yeah. All right. Ben and Deanna Melcor, Bay Area Realty. Thanks for coming in. We will see you next week.
Thanks for having us.
This is Mino and Nikki. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
On the next New Wisco Weekend, what makes you feel thankful? I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Good experiences and positive emotions. Gratitude is good for you.
Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS.
Trying to find a place to stay in Green Bay for the big draft? Go to SimpleLifeRentals.com. Vacation rentals made simple. Our dedicated team of local experts have a passion for hospitality, creating seamless guest experiences for guests. Experience the NFL draft in a vacation home instead of a hotel room. With seamless check-in and check-out procedures and round-the-clock dedicated support, you'll enjoy the convenience of instant online booking at SimpleLifeRentals.com, guaranteeing you a stress-free start to your vacation. SimpleLifeRentals.com.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.